this episode, I'm going to be talking about what it takes to start a blog, whether it's for your brand, your business, or just personally. What's up, people? What's good? Hope that everything is going well for you today. I want to talk about something that's really important. So I mentioned in a video earlier on this past week, that one of the greatest things you could do for your SEO, for your marketing in general, especially organic marketing, is to start a blog. And if you're not already doing blogging, then you should start today, whether, you know, it's just personal blogging or, you know, like an online diary of sorts, or whether it's for your business or brand. You should start blogging immediately because the benefits are amazing. And really, it only takes a little bit of effort. And if you can put in that little bit of effort and provide extreme value, it will get you clients if that's what you're after. It'll get you listeners or viewers if that's what you're after. And it'll just feel good to be able to write things down. So there are a lot of benefits to blogging. And I want to talk about how you can get started if you haven't already. And if you've already started blogging, this might be helpful as a way to kind of go back and tweak your foundation to make it just a little bit more effective. So I've personally started, you know, over a dozen blogs myself. Some have worked, some haven't. And they're not all going to work, and that's totally fine. It's all about trying, but especially if you have a business, the chances are that your blog is going to be fine, and it's going to be a real source of great quality leads. It's not going to bring in the amount of leads that paid ads might, but it's going to bring in people that are highly qualified to buy your product, which is so much more valuable than quantity, in my opinion. I would rather have one high quality lead than 100 meh leads, right? So blogging, just for the leads alone, just for the audience alone, it's amazing. But it provides so much more value than that. And I'm not going to get into all the benefits of blogging because I think that it's fairly obvious what the benefits are. But I will just kind of briefly go over how to start your own blog in a few different ways. So I'll go over how to start a blog if you're looking to do it completely for free. And I'll go over how to start a blog if it's for a personal brand. And then how to do a blog that's going to cost you money to make for a business that will make you money in the long run, even though it costs you money up front. So, first things first, if you are looking to start a personal blog or you're looking to do it for, you know, for free, if you want to start a free blog, not spend a dime, you have a couple of options. Number one option, in my opinion, is to do WordPress. So, if you do WordPress.com, you can do it completely for free. You can get on there and it'll be hosted by WordPress, and you'll have to kind of deal with having an ugly URL. So it'll be like mypersonalblog.wordpress.com instead of just having your own website, but it's free. So there's one option, and you can get started with that. Another one that I like more, that I'll talk about more, is you can do it on one of two places. Number one is Medium, and number two is LinkedIn. So if you are heavy into LinkedIn, if you're already a professional and you feel like you have great content to provide, I recommend writing all of your blogs on LinkedIn. If you're more of a creative and you don't have clients necessarily, if you work for maybe a company and you're not looking to attract leads, then I would just do Medium because they have more content, which means they have more readers. So you're more likely to be found there. You're not as likely to be found on LinkedIn by droves of people, but you'll be found by the right people that you're already connected with, which is a really valuable audience. So I really like LinkedIn. I publish to both. If you want to get started on Medium, go to medium.com and sign up for a blog, and I'll give you just a quick few tips for being successful on Medium. So tip number one is you want to make sure that you're still doing SEO. And if you're not familiar with SEO, really, if you're just doing this for a personal blog, you don't know a ton about marketing, SEO, don't even use that. Just think of it like this. You want to name your articles after things that people search for in Google. You want to use those kind of keywords in your article, in your title, and in the body of your article that people would actually be searching for on Google, because then people are actually likely to find it, to search for that thing. And the more narrowed down and specific it can be, the more likely you're going to be found. Because for really, really competitive keywords, like digital marketing is a very competitive keyword to try to write an article about. So if I wrote something very general just about digital marketing, the basics of digital marketing, I probably wouldn't be found by a lot of people because bigger brands are going to be, you know, trumping me in that. But if I write an article very, very specific about here are the top 10 tips for social media marketing on Instagram, then all of a sudden I've narrowed it down a ton. People are still searching that, but far fewer are searching it. But the right people will find it because it's less competitive. So that's one tip. And then tip number two is that Medium allows you to use tags. And so just use keywords in your tags. So you notice the two tips for Medium are just about keywords. Now for LinkedIn, my tip really for LinkedIn, my only one is when you create this great content on LinkedIn, first of all, you want to make sure that it's really valuable and provides things that people can actually use. It's not useless garbage. And make sure it's professional. But then once you've written that content, just promote it on LinkedIn and ask people for their support. And you know, tag people in the post and ask them what they think to read it and to critique it and let you know what they think about it. That's super effective and you'll reach a lot more people. And then just engage with every comment that you get from anybody about your blog and continue to implement better practices each and every time. Get better at your writing and honing your craft. So there's just a couple tips about writing for a free blog. Those are the three best options are WordPress.com, LinkedIn, and Medium. Now, moving on for brands. If you're a brand, you need to have your own website and you need to have your own social media platforms. So your blog might actually take the form of a vlog, a video blog on YouTube, or it might take the form of daily posts on Instagram, or it might take the form of written content on your own personal website. If you're a brand, I really don't recommend using one of these free platforms like LinkedIn, Medium, WordPress.com, because the reason that those platforms are free is because they take all of the juice that your article, you know, provides, and they kind of take it all for themselves. So you don't get many benefits from it. The real big benefit is that it's free and you get to get good at writing. But then once you actually become a brand or an authority on a subject, you really should have your own blog because you can then start to generate traffic for your own website, which you cannot do on those other free platforms. So the best, absolute best platform to build a website on is WordPress.org. Notice it's not .com. WordPress.com is the free blog, okay? WordPress.org is not free. It is free to download, but then you need to purchase a domain and hosting for that. So it will end up costing you probably about $100 a year for both of those things. But it's so worth it because of the traffic that you can generate. It's so worth it. So I highly recommend doing that. Build your own website, make it look credible, and then determine if you want to be an Instagram authority, or if you want to be a LinkedIn authority, or if you want to be on Facebook. Just wherever you're posting your blog, make sure that it's native to that platform. So if you want to do a vlog on YouTube, make sure it looks really professional and edit it properly. Have good lighting, have good sound. If you're going to do it on Facebook, make sure it's really personal. Make sure that you're not just using YouTube videos, but rather making videos on Facebook itself. Same thing for LinkedIn. Make it native to each platform so that it looks natural and you'll get higher reach that way. Okay, and then finally, blog tips for people that are businesses looking to actually generate leads, capture clients from the blog. Again, your website should be professional, preferably on WordPress because it's highly customizable. You should be using plugins like Yoast SEO plugin to determine what keywords you should be going after, how to better improve the readability of your pages. And there are tons of other plugins like that do caching to make your site faster and to minimize your files and to smush your images to make them more optimized in their size. So there are a lot of different things that you should do for the blog there. Really, there's not too much different other than in the blog for the business, you want to make sure that you have links to other blogs and to your services in the blog. So one of my favorite ways to do this is to create what's called an inline call to action. You've seen these before, but you probably just don't know what they're called. An inline call to action, it's when you're reading a blog and all of a sudden there's a long rectangle, a graphic rectangle that seems to have a button in it in the blog itself, within the content, in the middle of it, that says, is this valuable? Then here's more valuable information. Or does this service sound like what you need? Click here for more information. This inline call to action leads out to a service page that then tries to convert them into a customer. So that is super effective. If you can get a lot of people on your blog and engaging with your free content, they will really be wondering, whoa, if this is the free content, then what is this person, what is this business offering for their paid services? Because it must be unbelievable. So the more free content you give away, the more money you're probably actually going to make. And that sounds counterintuitive, but if you hoard information because you're expecting to get paid for everything that you know, then people aren't ever going to get to know you. So if you can offer free information through a blog, then you can lead them to your paid information or your paid services with calls to action from your blog. So I hope that that was helpful. Again, if you are looking to start a blog for free, go to either WordPress.com, Medium, or LinkedIn. You should really only use LinkedIn if you are a professional, if you're in your career right now. If you're just getting started out and you're not yet really an authority on what you're talking about, I would start out on Medium to gain authority and to gain an audience, and then you can move over to LinkedIn once you're a little more established and experienced, just because LinkedIn is for professionals, so you want to keep it professional. Now, if you're a brand or a business, I recommend using WordPress.org and installing the plugins that help optimize the site for site speed and optimize images and do caching and do the SEO. You want to keep on top of all these things and keep it running fast and smooth and make sure that the marketing behind all of the content is in tip-top shape. And then once you've got all that, you just promote it. Promote it to the right people and invite them to take action after they've read your blogs. It's as simple as that. Hope that that was helpful. Hope it was valuable. And I will talk to you next time.